This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Three former Aurora police officers will not get their jobs back after appealing their firing over a photograph that surfaced last year. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
A panel has upheld the firing of two Aurora police officers who lost their jobs after taking a photo near a memorial for Elijah McClain in 2019. The panel also upheld the firing of a third officer who received the photo. The firings were announced as demonstrations against police violence were ongoing in the metro area. McClain died in August 2019 after police put him in a carotid hold and paramedics gave him ketamine. The photo showed officers imitating the carotid hold used on McClain. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
The Federal Labor Department is awarding a $7 million grant to a Denver workforce program, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The Denver Economic Development and Opportunity Workforce Services will invest the cash in training for technology industries, such as cybersecurity and software development. The grant will assist 750 job seekers starting this month and runs through January 2025. The award will be spread out over Denver, Adams, Arapahoe, Douglas, Boulder, Larimer, Weld, Jefferson, Gilpin, and Clear Creek counties. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It is 26 in Denver, 18 in Pueblo and Colorado Springs, 33 for Vail, 50 degrees for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.